This week on the Time Bat Show.
This brings me to an interesting topic. Have you ever met someone in real life that you knew from the internet?
Yes, a few times.
And how did that go?
It never went good. Not even once.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 49. I'm one of your hosts, Timeasis.
And I am Bat Snacks, the other host.
And right before the show, you were freaking out that we were going to screw this show up.
Off to an awesome start. We're doing great today.
We are. You were like, it's 49, it's the big one. What does that even mean?
It's almost 50.
It's almost the big one, then. This is like, 49 is like the, like, lap before the big lap that you can kind of goof around on. You know, it doesn't really count for much. Or no.
Are you sure? People might actually listen to 49 because it's right before 50.
49 is like the exam you have before your final exam that doesn't count for as much as the final. And it's like, well, you know.
But if you screw it up, that's a bad omen. That's not good.
Yeah, but then you just study more for the final and you're fine. So it's fine. That's
will you really be fine? Your confidence is like shattered at that point.
That's episode 49.
Oh no.
I don't know anything about podcasting. If there was a test on podcasting, do you think we'd pass it?
No, we wouldn't pass it.
I mean, honestly, no. I don't think so. What would be on that test? Like, what microphone would you use to...
You'd have to know about mixing or...
And audio stuff.
How to, like, maybe hosting, or you'd have to know about social media, which, you know, we're great with.
It would be like audio mixing, social media, and, like, conversational techniques and stuff like that.
And, like, having an audience, and, like, having guests that are, like, Stephen Colbert and Tom Cruise.
Well, he's coming tomorrow. He's coming next week, Tom Cruise.
You weren't supposed to say anything.
Oh, sorry, I spoiled this.
We're under NDA. We're going to have to edit that out.
Scientology and stuff, blah, 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 blah. No, we would totally fail the podcast test, I think.
Yeah.
Do you think... I had a point, and I forgot what it was. Oh, audio. The audio round, I would fail so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about... It's funny, because we've done this 49 times, well, about to be, and I know about as much about... audio
as the first day I did before.
It's just a matter of like, okay, I figured out what works, let me just do that over and over again and learn nothing else, you know.
Yeah, if it works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So how are you today? What's going on in your life?
I'm okay. It's a Tuesday as opposed to
it is a Tuesday. Oh, we should probably explain that, should we or no? Not really.
Let's do it, yeah.
Sure. I'm going on vacation on Thursday, so the reason we're doing a Tuesday episode is because I'm going to be on a plane Thursday night. So we're doing a Tuesday special early bird episode, which is what I called it on Twitter, and it's very special because it's episode 49, which you say is the big one. So that's why we're recording on Thursday.
We've got like three big ones coming up. There's 49, 50, and 52, like all in a row.
Why is 52 a big one?
Because that's 52 weeks.
Oh, that's a year. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the big one to me. That's like the big one, in my opinion.
Even though it's already been a year, technically. But
it has been a year, but we haven't done a full... We skipped a lot of weeks in the beginning. So this is going to be like the first... We've done a year's worth of content. Like, if someone listens to a podcast every week and it's ours, they can make it last a year. Which, that's a big accomplishment, I feel like.
Yeah, that's huge. That's almost an undergraduate degree.
I know. We have an undergraduate degree in pot...
Whatever this is.
In whatever the hell this is. Bad podcasting with Timeasis and Bad
Snacks. I don't think our podcast is bad. I just don't think we're good at podcasting, if that makes sense.
So how about that hurricane, huh? That's that some, Harvey. Some tough shit going on over there.
I like how, like, the week before we were just saying, you know, hurricanes, they're no big deal. You shouldn't worry.
We were saying that, which is kind of funny because most of the time they are no big deal. But this one just, I'm going to use a stupid expression, it's the perfect storm of bad conditions, though. It's just, I don't know. The problem with this one is it's stalled and it's not moving and it's just chilling there.
Yeah, it's just sitting on top of Texas, just grinding away.
And normally a hurricane, it would have been better off if it was a lot faster and it just like swept through real quick. It would have done a lot of damage, but it would have been like, okay, we're done. But it's slowed down enough that it could just churn there forever, and it's not super good.
I read something like 50 inches of rain in Houston, which is just crazy.
It's unfathomable. I was looking at pictures, and it's messed up. So that's been stressing me out for the weekend, because I have family in Houston, like multiple family members in Houston, and they're okay. It's just, you know, it's a shitty situation, you know? Like,
yeah, it is.
Everyone there is just a shitty situation.
So. You know, in Florida, like, that doesn't happen. I think in Houston it's different because Houston is pretty much just made of concrete and there's no drainage. Like, the water doesn't go anywhere.
Well, Houston is really big, too. Like, it's a very large metropolitan area. It's, I think, one of the largest in the country, if not the largest in the country. So it's like just, you know, miles and miles and miles of developed land, you know?
Yeah.
And that shit floods because it's not grass, you know? It just doesn't absorb it. It's just like, yep, here we go, flood. I don't know. It's tough. But I've heard that it's moving on finally, but they're still going to get, like, tonight's going to still be bad, and then tomorrow's going to still be bad, but Thursday is the day where it's supposed to finally move off of Houston, thankfully. So we'll see, but, I mean, a lot of people are completely underwater right now. It's just, it's shitty.
You know, if we have any listeners that are in the Houston area, we would love to have you on the show to share your experience.
We would, and please stay safe out there after this is all done, obviously. Yeah. Weeks from now, please stay safe.
Don't be
for
on,
now.
Like, your boat outside of your house. Like,
doing our podcast.
Into the Time Bat Show.
Although, if you want to do that, you know, I would allow that. Just be safe about it. I don't want to be liable safe. For that. But if you want to rig a way to, like, do it with during the storm, sure. You know what? No, never mind that. I
don't do it.
I don't want that on my hands. Don't do that. Get to safety. That's what you should do. Get to high ground. So that's going on. That's shitty. That's just been like a rain cloud over my week here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so that's super depressing introduction to the show. But in good news, I'm going to on vacation in like 2 days. I'm going to Washington, D.C. with my wife. And
Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
I have, but my wife, believe it or not, has not. She's 28, 29 years old. She's never been to Washington, D.C. Can you believe that?
Did she, like, not live on the East Coast growing up?
She lived in Ohio.
Okay. I mean, that's not far.
No, it's not. I just don't understand. Like, I've been, like, four times. So, I mean, like, there's, like, trips you take at school, and you're like, okay, we're going to Washington, D.C., you know?
Yeah, I went to D.C. It's like, a really cool place.
When I lived in Florida, we had a school trip to go to D.C. Like,
we did, flew. But I didn't get to take that trip.
Well, okay. But I did, and, like, so I was in Florida. It wasn't like, oh, we're really close to D.C. We're going to do that at a day. It's like, no. Our school literally had, like, we're going to Washington, D.C. trip. So, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of kids have gone there. I don't know how my wife missed it. But anyway, we're going now. Now or never. Not really now or never, but, well, maybe.
It could happen.
Oh, that's dark. Interpret that statement however you want. So we're going to D.C., and I have a couple friends there that I didn't even know. The way it worked, we planned this trip, and then I realized I know people in D.C., like, before the fact. One of them is moved there, like, last month, and we were planning their trip, like, right before they moved, and I didn't know they were moving. So, like, he posted something on Facebook, like, right after I'd booked, and he's like, I'm moving to D.C. And so I was like, oh, that just happens to be correlating with when I'm going to be there. So that was kind of a happy coincidence. And then the other is someone we've had on the show before. Gio, my friend from Twitter, lives in and around nearby. Not DC, but nearby. In the air, in the metropolitan, maybe not metropolitan, in that, you know, area. So we're going to meet up too.
So have you ever met Gio in real life before?
I have not, no.
Do you know his real name yet?
I do, but I'm not going to say it on the air.
Yeah, don't say it, but...
I know your real name, but I don't say that on the air either. Actually, I don't know your real name. What is your real name? Is it Bats?
It's Bats, and Snacks. Then my middle initial is S and my last name Nax. Is Nax.
Bat S. Nax, attorney at law. Bat S. Nax, Esquire, as it were. But yeah, so I'm meeting up with him sometime. And, I mean, I know Gio well, so it's not going to be weird. But this brings me to an interesting topic. Have you ever met someone in real life that you knew from the internet?
Yes, a few times.
And how did that go?
It never went good. Not even once.
Not even one time?
Not one time.
Okay, so for me, it's been like, it's about a 50-50 for me. I guess I'm lucky. Sometimes it's like super awkward. Other times it's like, it's fine. It's no big deal. What happened to you? I feel like you have a story or something here.
I take that back. There was one group of people that I met from playing StarCraft on the internet, and they were cool.
Were they like local people though, or was it?
Yeah, they were local. I wasn't like flying across the country to see them or anything.
See, I think that's a little different because it's like, okay, we're already like in the same area, and like we could have met before without the internet.
Yes.
I don't know. So it's like we're in like a we're in our own territory, if you will.
Yeah. I think it's like the activity that unites you as a group too. Mm-hmm. Like playing a game, that's something that you can do and there's no awkwardness because you're playing a game.
Sure. You don't have to talk.
You don't have to talk to them at first. If they're bad. You know, these individuals were good, but sure, if they had been bad, it still would have been
so fun. What are your other... I feel like you have another story here that you're still putting up.
I've met other people that I met off of like an internet forum or something, where there's not necessarily anything to do except talk about what happens on the forum, which we both would already know. So.
It's like, thanks, that's great. All right, fun.
There's really nothing
to we had an encounter once.
We did, both of us.
I'm not going to get into specifics. But someone I knew, and I think maybe you knew, I don't remember. Maybe
it was a mutual acquaintance, I think.
Yeah. Someone I knew from some forum / thing from the internet. I'm not going to say what it is.
This is sort of in the distant past. Yes. It's not a recent thing.
And it was at a convention. I don't remember what convention it was. Like
an anime thing or...
Yeah, something like that. And it was basically like... someone that mutually knew all of us was like, hey, this person's there too, you should meet. And I was like, okay. And so we were there together, of course. And I was like, hey, this person that I'm friends with on the internet is here. Do you want to, like, meet up? And you're like, okay. And so, like, I messaged them on the forum or wherever it was. And they're like, yeah, well, let's meet. And we'll meet, like, here. We specify a location. And I don't know if it was them being awkward or we were being more awkward. But the lead up to that was really awkward. Because
it wasn't a smooth.
No, it wasn't smooth at all. At the lead up to this, we like met at like an arcade. Like they had like set up a little arcade room at this convention, and we met up in the arcade room. And I remember going around each arcade cabinet, and is this the guy? Is this the guy? And I'm like, I don't know. I've never seen him before. Is this him? And then I don't remember how it like actually happened. Do you remember like the moment?
We were watching people. We were like looking in their eyes, seeing if they were like searching the room like us.
There's an awkward thing when you meet someone you've never like seen in real life, where like both parties are like doing this like looking at each other like, like, is this the person? And then at some point you have to give and like nod and be like, yep, it's me. And you just have to hope that the other person is also the guy. Because if it's not, then it's a really awkward situation. I remember we found one guy that we like swore it was him Remember that? We're like, this is the guy.
And it wasn't.
And then we started talking to him. And we're like, hey, how's it going? He's like, fine. What you playing? He's like, I'm playing Metal Slug or something. Like, cool, cool. And then he just leaves. And I'm like, oh, that wasn't the guy.
Damn it.
Oh, man. Anyway, when we did meet this person, it was very awkward because they were a very awkward person.
Yes.
And I mean, that's not... I mean, we were being pretty awkward looking for people. But once I'm engaged, I feel like we, both of us, once we're engaged, we can carry a conversation fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's that, like, initial lead-up that's always, like, weird and awkward. But I think that's true for everybody. Maybe not.
Not for everybody.
I have a Reddit question about this exact topic. We will bring it up later. But yeah, once we get going, I think it's, you know, we can converse fine. Yeah. But this person was awkward through the whole conversation. And then it only lasted like 1 minute or two. And I was like, okay,
I remember I bailed on you. I just left.
Oh, I remember. You were like, this is so awkward.
You're on your own.
And then you just leave. And then I was like, what are you doing leaving me here with this person? And then, like, he wrapped up the conversation somehow. I don't even remember. It was really awkward. And then he just left. Never saw him again. And I was like, all right, well, that's
fine. It basically boiled down to just, yep.
Yep, we both have this mutual internet thing. Like, great, the end. And let's get out of here. It was awkward. Anyway, so no, meeting the person in DC is not going to go that way because I have a rapport with this individual. We get along great. We talk all the time on the internet.
He's been on the show before. You've spoken with him before.
We've spoken with him on this very podcast.
Yeah.
Twice, I think. I think he's been on twice. We need to get him back on here. If you're listening to this, Gio, you got to come back on this podcast. You know what would have been great? I didn't even think about this. I could have went to DC, met up with him, done a podcast in my car with him live, and you. That would have been so cool, but I didn't plan it, and it's not going to happen now. But it's fine.
Yeah.
So anyway, meeting people on the internet is weird. But I've had successes. I'm on this forum, NeoGaff, right? And, you know, laugh all you want, people that are listening to this podcast. But there is a group on NeoGaff that are people from Austin, Texas. And I have met most of those individuals, not most, 60, 70%, and they are delightful, mostly. So, there you go. Actually, I met one of my friends on there, and we occasionally hang out. And obviously, he lives in the city I live in, but, you know. Yeah, it's fine. It worked out fine. They're normal individuals.
It's totally normal. It's totally fine.
It's fine. The initial meeting was a little awkward, but once you get past that, I think it's fine. I think it really depends, like you said, on, like, what pretenses are you meeting up for? And, like, what do you share in common?
Yeah.
You know, before that. And if you have something in common, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get along in...
Yeah, that's certainly the case.
Just like real life, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, do you want to get into the dumb bad news story I picked out for us today?
Yes.
Okay. Originally, I had one about the hurricane, but it was too depressing, so I scrapped it. So a woman that went to what restaurant was this at? Doesn't say.
Maybe we shouldn't say the name of the restaurant.
Well, it doesn't say. I think the restaurant is trying to keep their reputation intact.
Their fingers anyway, in the jar.
A woman in Southern California was about to eat an organic salad last Wednesday when she found a piece of protein she did not expect. A tiny frog in her salad.
I've had that happen.
No, you haven't.
Not a frog, but like critters.
What? What did you have happen?
A worm. A green one.
Oh, are you kidding me? In a salad?
Yeah.
Ew, what happened?
What do you mean what happened?
Did you throw it away, or did you like demand a refund?
It was lettuce that I bought at Publix.
Oh, gross.
And I'm like, I'm not going to go back in the store and be like, say, look at this worm.
I would. I'd be like, give me some more lettuce, Publix.
It's like a dollar for lettuce.
It doesn't matter. It's the principle of the matter. I don't buy lettuce with worms in it. That's what
you
say.
Check your lettuce, though. And broccoli, too. I've had bugs in there. Maybe it's the Publix that's the problem.
Publix is generally pretty good. If you don't know what Publix is, it's the best grocery store in America.
Yeah.
But Publix is generally good, though,
yeah,
with their stuff. Anyway, so this woman sees this frog in her salad. She jumps and she screams. Guess what she screams? Just guess.
Wolf.
No, what would you scream if there's a frog in your salad?
I would scream an expletive.
She screams, there's a frog in my salad.
Nice.
Anyway, she's a vegetarian, so she can't eat the frog.
That's a shame.
Obviously. And then her husband notices that it's still alive. And then he proceeds to rinse the lettuce and rinse the vinaigrette dressing off the frog.
Rinse
the frog off. He roused the frog from its state, which was, I guess, in shock, you know, paralyzed of shock of being about to be eaten. And then, so it, like, starts becoming a frog again. And they didn't want to dump it anywhere because they felt bad for the frog. So they just took it home, and they named it Lucky, and they keep it in an aquarium in their house now. So now they have this frog.
I like that the story had a happy ending.
So now they have a lettuce frog in their home. They can look at all the time. And there you go. So that's a good, like, conversation piece at their next party.
Yeah. Right?
It's like, see that frog over there? Yeah, what about it? It's like, oh, I found that in a salad.
I almost ate him.
Almost ate him. Good old Lucky. Lucky the salad frog. Anyway, so you found some weird critters in your food, too.
That makes me wonder, what had happened if she didn't see the frog?
She would have just ate it, man.
She's a vegetarian.
Oh, man.
She can't eat the frog.
I mean, she can eat the frog. She physically could have eaten the frog.
Yeah.
And then would have been really sad. That would have ruined me completely. If I was a vegetarian and I... Not only did I accidentally eat meat, but I accidentally ate a live creature.
Like, it's not a piece of chicken that got in there.
It's like the vegetarian's worst nightmare. Right?
Oh, no.
Because, yeah, it's like not a piece of chicken. Like, that you can be like, well, I made a mistake, but the chicken was already dead, so I really didn't do anything.
Yeah, you
but
can call the manager and say, come here, I ate the chicken, yeah. He'll give you a free salad. Right. This is a whole new level.
This is like, no, you literally just murdered an animal with your mouth. You know, you ate that thing. I don't know. I don't know if I could forgive myself for that.
I eat meat, and I couldn't handle that.
Just think of a vegetarian that's morally against eating animals accidentally ate a living frog. Oh, man, that's rough. You know what I just thought of?
What?
What if there was another frog in there that she already ate?
I think you'd know.
Would you, though?
I mean, a frog tastes different than lettuce.
What if there's a whole family of frogs in there?
I don't think there was.
What if there are eggs in there that she ate accidentally?
That might be masked by the vinaigrette.
See? You could totally mask that with vinaigrette. Frog eggs?
Eggs, maybe.
Yeah, easily. I could mask it. I could feed you frog eggs. You wouldn't know you're
eating frog eggs. That's so funny.
I could do that. I think I could do that.
You could do it.
enough dressing on there or whatever.
I'd never know.
Ingredients? Yeah. Like, mix it with, like, some lettuce and onions. Nice, like, balsamic kind of thing. Like, you wouldn't even bat an eye. You'd be like, what are these crunchy things? They're delicious. I'd be like, oh, it's a new crouton thing. Don't worry about it.
Like, it's a peppercorns in the ranch.
It's a peppercorn. Exactly. Oh, God. Anyway. All right. Well, let us get... Oh, you know what? We have a listener question today.
We have a listener question.
We have, like, a listener question for the first time in a very long time. Well, that's not true. Our listener question today was sent in by Gio, who I just talked about, like, 10 minutes ago. Our listener question today is, if someone made a mini diorama depicting your life to date, what would it depict? This question was sent in by our good friend Gio. Thank you, Gio, for this question. What do you got?
What's a diorama?
You don't know what a diorama is?
I think I know what it is.
It's like that thing you made in school that's like a three-dimensional papercraft thing. I think that's what it is.
See, you don't know.
Yes, I do. Yes, it's the three-dimensional, like, papercraft thing. Just Google. Just fucking Google.
No, I'm not going to Google it. So yes. You make it out of like noodles and stuff, and you glue it on paper.
You've made a diorama before.
I know, but I'm just making sure I have the right mental picture.
Oh my god, we're going to spend the next 20 minutes talking about what a diorama is. Okay, so let's say you have a history class, and they're like, make a diorama of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. You'd get like a base, and you'd like make little craft like founding fathers, and you'd make like a little table, and it'd be in 3D. It wouldn't be like, it could be made of paper or like clay or whatever you want, but it'd be like a 3D mini sculpture of like this scene, if you will.
Okay.
It's like a cross section.
That
of
makes
like
sense.
A, of like a scene, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
So I don't know how I could translate my life into this medium.
Well, do your best. What do you got?
So we're gonna have to use metaphors here because there's just not enough space in a tiny diorama to get
that's
all fine. The.
I think that's what the question is really,
yeah,
really getting at.
So we need a metaphor
for your life.
Yeah.
What really summarizes your life? Like, what one thing would you pick that really? Really hits it home, if you will. You got anything? Something really.
I haven't done a lot of thinking about this beforehand. Do you have one?
Summarizes my life.
Yes.
Maybe like a clock.
Oh jeez. I was gonna say a man climbing a mountain.
Me?
A little more.
Is that my life or is that you?
No, mine.
Oh, okay. I could do a mountain. Oh, I got it. Man climbing a mountain. But the sun is setting over the mountain, and there's and instead of the sun, it's a giant clock.
Yes.
And I'm like not even like halfway up the mountain yet. that's my diorama.
I'm not prepared to climb it. I don't have a sleeping bag.
No, I'm climbing it. I'm just not. Oh, your diorama. You're sleeping.
No. I'm saying I don't have any mountain climbing supplies. I shouldn't be climbing a mountain, but it's
Chance. I've got nothing.
Gotta do it.
Like I'm like free climbing this mountain.
Yes.
And I have no idea what I'm doing. And the sun is setting, like half the mountain is like in the shadow or whatever.
Yes.
And the sun is, instead of the sun, it's like a giant clock that's also the sun. It's like both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have in my whole diorama. That's just the entire diorama. That's it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fitting.
You like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Yep, that's mine. What is yours?
Can I steal yours?
Sure, you can steal mine.
So I don't know. I've been thinking about a science fiction short story recently that kind of summarizes my life a little, and I think it can kind of fit into this
right,
a little bit.
All right, let's hear it.
How about a man in a spaceship?
Okay.
And it's like a... Do you know how there's truck drivers and they bring things from point A to point B? He's a space truck driver.
Space trucker, okay.
And he's taking his goods from point A to point B.
Right.
And he's... You know that scene in Star Trek at the end of every episode where Jean-Luc Picard is like, engage. It's that scene.
Okay. So the truck driver's like about to go into like hyper speed, hyper light.
No, there's no hyper speed. He slowly accelerates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So but he's about
but he says it just to get himself hyped up.
He's about to go fast, and he's trucking. Okay. I like it.
Off so into the universe, to the distance.
So your diorama would be like a truck, like a space truck.
A space truck.
A space truck suspended in space, accelerating, and then you in the driver's seat.
With my fingers pointed ahead.
Yeah, and your foot on the gas.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in the truck? It's just you?
It's just me.
Is there like a cat in there or something?
There's no cat.
No companionship in the truck. It's just you.
Okay. Maybe have you ever seen Moon? And it has Kevin Spacey as the robot.
Moon is a
maybe he's in there.
Movie.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey as the robot is in there too.
Yes.
I like this. But you have to like explain that. Like you have to put a little plaque on the robot. It's like, this is Kevin Spacey's character in Moon.
I'll just make a robot looking thing and put an emoji on it. That's pretty much what that is. Yeah.
And then write Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey below it. They'll figure it's self-explanatory.
They'll put two and two together. Like, oh, it's the robot from Moon, obviously.
Yeah.
I like both of our dioramas are very like. I don't know if I want to say thematic. Yeah, I think thematic is the right word. They're very metaphorical. You know what I mean? They're like.
Yeah.
I like it. Very weighty. Like, I thought we would go more... When I read this question, I thought we'd go more literal. Like, oh, I'll just put all my life events in a diorama, but...
No, you don't want to do that.
Once you said mountain, I was, like, inspired. And then yours is very inspiring, too. I like the space thing. It's good.
When I used to work at a restaurant, there was a guy... I'll just say his name. His name was Harrison. He used to come into work and tell me about all this stupid stuff he did over the weekend. And it usually be like, oh, I went out with my friends, I got drunk, I did some dumb thing.
Yeah, sure.
And it, like, pretty much every time I would ask him, did you climb the mountain? Did you talk to the man on top?
What?
And I think it would, like, freak him out. I just did this to mess with him. Like,
that's an awesome thing to say. Where did you get that?
I just made it up.
I love that so much.
Did you climb the mountain? Did you talk to the man?
And there's, like, a man on top of the mountain.
There's an old man, yeah. You gotta talk to him.
Have you ever seen the poster for, like, Stairway to Heaven, and there's, like, an old man on top of the mountain, and he has, like, a lantern?
Yeah,
that's
him.
That's what I
pictured. The man.
And he's, like, a big beard.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the guy you talk to
on
the mountain. And he has, like, all the questions.
That's why you're climbing it.
Yeah, he can answer all your questions.
Yes.
Some you probably don't want to know the answer to. But he'll answer them anyway. If Marty McFly had gone back in time today to 1987 instead of from 1985 to 1955.
I had this question too.
What song would he have played instead of Johnny B. Good? Oh, you had this question. Well, it's so good that we both...
It's a good one.
Isn't that a good question?
How about...
So, okay, go ahead. What were you...
Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
What? Okay, so, like, I like that answer, but I feel like that's too far ahead in the future to make it work. Because Johnny B. Goode works because it came out, like, a few years after 1955.
That's true.
So I would feel like this would be something from, like, the 90s.
Yeah. You need, like, something shocking, 90s. But acceptable.
Shocking but acceptable. From, like, the early... Maybe, like, Nine Inch Nails or something. That's not acceptable, though.
That's not really a school dance kind of song.
No, it's not.
From the 80s.
That's hard.
How about... I need a post-2000 band, I think, at least. Nothing too old.
You mean pre-2000?
Post-2000. After the year 2000. Because he's going back from the present date. And Marty McFly is, what, he's only, like, 16 years old?
Yeah,
so he wouldn't listen to, like, old music, probably.
Oh, I see.
That's something he would know.
Well, whatever the hell. Original Marty McFly knew the song from 1958 or whatever.
That's true.
So, I mean, you gotta figure that current Marty McFly is a little cultured and he knows what's going on.
That's a good point.
Maybe his favorite band is, like, I don't know.
Rush.
No, it'd be something from the 90s, like...
Nirvana.
Nirvana, there you go. That's what he would play. He'd play Nirvana.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes, that's what he'd play, right? Right?
Yeah, I could see that.
That's kind of a depressing song for a dance, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not depressing. Maybe he'd play, like, Heart Shape. Oh, that's even worse.
That's even more depressing.
Damn it, Nirvana! Maybe he'd play, like, Pearl Jam. Like, those are all depressing, too. Damn it! None of these
work. How about
work.
Creep by Radiohead?
There you go. It's like...
Because he's out of place. He's like a creep.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like it. All right, Creep. That's where we're going. Final answer is Creep by Radiohead. And then maybe later he plays Nirvana if people are still listening.
That's like the encore he does afterwards when everybody's like, what is he doing up there on stage?
Smells Like Teen Spirit. And you're like, what is this song? This is so weird. Knowing what you know now, what would you tell your younger self?
I would probably just mess with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell them anything serious.
You didn't tell them anything. Would they even know that you were them?
I mean, if I walked up to young me, he wouldn't recognize me.
You don't think so?
No, not a chance.
Really?
I mean, I have like a beard.
All right, let me get this question out of the way, and then we can talk about if young you would actually recognize you. Okay. I would tell my younger self the only lesson I've learned as an adult, and that lesson is that nobody else knows what the hell they're doing ever. And assuming that is a mistake.
Yeah.
Because I've lived long enough to know that, and I've also lived thinking that everyone else knew what was going on, but in reality, it's not true. No,
they're all
winging it. Yeah, and I think that would have saved me a lot of time, as like, especially as a young man. Be like, oh, this person knows what they're doing. I could just follow them. And he's like, no, they don't. Nobody knows what they're doing. You know what I mean? So I think that would have saved me a lot of time.
I would probably say something like, the world's going to end in 2012.
So live now.
Mayan apocalypse.
So live your life now while you still can. And then you would be a very different person because your younger self would like do all this fun stuff.
I mean, he probably wouldn't. Like, I mean, if we're saying, I don't think my younger self would even recognize me. He would just think I'm a crazy hobo or something.
Okay, so why don't you think he would recognize you?
Because I look different. I don't know.
How young are we talking? Like, if I went back 5 years, I would definitely recognize myself. I'd be like, oh, it's me.
That's true.
A little older. But maybe teenage you.
Yeah, I was thinking like a teenage me.
Mm-hmm. Teenage you wouldn't recognize you?
Probably not.
No. You have like a beard now.
Yeah, I look different. So do you. You didn't have like long hair and all that.
I didn't. I had, yeah.
I mean, you did, but...
No, you're right. I didn't really have long hair in high school.
Yeah.
It was long-ish, but it wasn't long, long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd recognize me either, actually, come to think of it. Damn it. How am I going to convince my younger self about the things if my younger self doesn't even recognize me? Do you think that your younger self would think your older self was, like, annoying or, like, too forward?
I think my younger self would think that my older self is probably, like, kind of lame.
Yeah, or, like, a weirdo.
Yeah, kind of, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't really, like, talk to people a lot.
That's what I mean. That's what I would think would be weird, right? Okay, so, like, imagine a random person comes to you in the side of the room and is like, hey, man, can I talk to you? Like, what? Who are you? Like, wouldn't you do that right now, today? Like,
yes.
Like, who are you? And same thing if your future self does that. Like, I would, as a younger version of me, I'd be like, who is this guy? Why does he want to talk to me? This is weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would be like, no, thank you. I actually don't want to hear what you have to say.
Or I would be like, no, I don't have any money.
I'm sorry, I don't have any.
And you're like, no, it's me from the future. I have important information for you. And then I would sound more and more like a homeless person as I explain myself. I'm from the future. I have answers for you about your life. And then you're like, I don't have any money. Sorry. Wow, that's, yeah. So, in reality, yeah. There's no way you would listen to your older self because they would seem like a crazy person easily. All right, you have any questions? I've been hogging all the questions.
Sure. How about which TV show has the worst intro?
The worst intro?
The worst.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I have an easy one.
All right, go.
Have you ever seen Star Trek Enterprise?
Yes. What is their intro? I don't even remember what it is.
It's been a long time.
Oh my god!
Getting from there to here.
I don't need to know about that. I've blocked that from my memory. Why did they go with that intro? That doesn't even make sense.
It's like, I've got faith to believe.
No, I remember.
Going where my heart can take. Yeah.
Why is that? Why was that a thing? I don't understand. Why did they choose that song?
They went from the epic, like, symphonic.
You know, to that.
To that.
Who decided that? Like, I don't get that at all. Like, that meeting must have been the weirdest meeting. Like, the writers are in the room, the producers, and they're like, what music do we want? It's like, why don't we just do a version of the Star Trek theme and, like, kind of modernize? And they're like, I got an idea. Some guy's like, I got an idea. Let's do, like, a slow poppy ballad thing. It's like, oh, great idea. Like, that's what people want to hear when they're turning on their science fiction programs. It's like, yeah, let's do that. Like,
one of the writers are like, are you guys sure?
It's like, what? Why is this a thing? Yeah, I don't get that. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, well, I mean, we got what we got. Star Trek Enterprise wasn't that great anyway, so...
I watched it, but it was not as good as any of the other Star Treks, yeah.
No, it wasn't. Okay. We could just trade off questions from here on out.
Yeah.
What is the most pain you would endure for $1 million if you knew you could have the experience completely erased from your memory immediately afterwards? It's kind of like a total recall kind of situation here.
I would probably take a kick to the groin.
That's it? That's all you do?
That's about it, though.
I would get, like, shot or whatever. Like, whatever. Whatever you need to do, I'll take it.
Really?
As long as it's not gonna, as long as it's not gonna cause any permanent damage, I'll take it. Because I'm not gonna remember it.
So, right? You still have to do it.
Well, I'll live through it, but then I won't remember it. So is it like it even...
still have to do it.
Is it like it even happened if I don't even remember it?
Yeah, because you gotta do it.
No, it's like I don't even know what's happening. What if I just got sedated? Nah, that doesn't really count, because I have to endure
the pain. You have to endure it, yeah.
No, I would do it. I would do it. Because it would be really bad, and then I'd get $1 million, and then I would completely forget it. And I'd be like, all right, why did I get $1 million? I don't know. And they'll be like, you won Publisher's Clearing House or something.
Like, but, oh, like, cool. The present is important. You have to...
Is it?
It is, because you'd have to... Okay, you have to, like, deal with this huge angst. Like, oh, he's going to stick bamboo under my fingernails and, like, smash my toes with hammers.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It would be terrible.
But... Is it like it really even happened?
Yeah, it totally.
You don't have any memory of it. You don't ever have to think about it again.
But you had to think about it at least once
for that moment,
and it sucked.
But you don't. It didn't suck. It didn't suck.
It's just $1 million.
It's so. Just. It's not. You can't use the term sucked. It sucks. It sucks currently.
Yeah,
that's it.
I don't know. That's a lot of suck.
There's no past tense. It's all present suck. There's no past tense suck.
I don't know. I don't want present suck. It sounds bad. I'd rather just not have
I don't want it either. But in like a day, I would never know. I'd be like, cool, I got $1 million. It'd be worth it for future me.
I don't care about future me.
You don't? I care about future me.
I mean, I do, but not enough to be tortured.
Do you care about present you or future you more?
Obviously present me.
I care about future me way more than I care about present me, obviously. This is an interesting question now that we, like, think... I thought this question would be, like, stupid. But this is a very philosophical question. Because I think it really gets to if you care about your present situation or your future situation more. And I don't care what happens to me right now as long as the future's fine.
But you'd have to be... Oh, that sounds so bad. I don't want to do it. I would take a kick to the groin, but that's it.
I could live with it. I could live with it. I could live with whatever. The only thing I couldn't live with, I have one no-no, and that's needles, because I'm deathly afraid of needles. So as long as there's no needles involved, then they can do whatever they want. As long as it doesn't kill me or do any lasting damage to my body, go nuts.
No way.
I'll never remember. I won't even remember it. I'll just wake up the next morning, like, probably with a headache. Be like, oh, what happened? And then there'll be a suitcase of $1 million, and it'll say, like, congrats, you won the lottery. And I'll be like, sweet, and that's it. I probably would have a little more questions, but whatever. We can figure that out. I'll be hashed that out later.
Nope.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, but think about the question, though. They're offering you $1 million no matter how much pain you take. I mean, you can choose, like, I'll stub my toe and
get $1 million. Well, no. Well, the question is how much... What is the most pain you'd endure for $1 million if you knew the thing?
All right, so, I guess I stick with my answer.
Yeah. The most pain you'd endure is getting kicked in the groin. The most pain I'd endure is unlimited as long as I don't remember it the next day.
That's terrible. You would take the red pill. You'd go right back in the... You're that Matrix guy that's in Memento. That's you.
Oh, I love how that's where you... The Matrix guy from Memento. The steak guy.
Yeah.
The steak guy. You're saying I'm that guy?
That's what you did, yeah.
What do you mean that's what I did?
I mean, you're choosing to not remember the bad thing.
Just one day so that I can get $1 million? Yeah, sure.
Sounds bad, no.
Why is it bad?
It's not for me.
You want to remember the pain and the agony?
No, I don't want it to have happened in the first place, even if I don't remember it.
So are you opposed to this on, like, a philosophical level, or on, like, a personal level, or on, like, a pain level?
I think all of the above. Like, I don't
want to be tortured. So let's say it happens to you anyway. Like, you have no choice. And there's no $1 million. You're tortured.
But then they
wipe your memory, okay? And you have no recollection of it. Now, would you rather have a memory of it or have your memory wiped?
Obviously have my memory wiped.
Well, then you're on the same page as me, then.
No, I'm totally not.
All right, let's do it. Let's move on. We can talk about this for like an hour, I feel like.
I got a question for you.
What do you got for me?
Which conspiracy theory makes you cringe the most?
Probably moon landing. Like, we landed on the moon.
Okay. I got a really... I only chose this question because I have a really good conspiracy theory for you that I was reading the other day.
All right, I love conspiracy
theories. So, yeah, me too. So there's this theory that Will Smith is a government contractor.
What?
He works for a secret government organization that deals with covering up the vast alien cover-up conspiracy.
What?
He's part of that you know the alien cover-up conspiracy? Like,
so it's like a real Men in Black person?
Yeah, like a real Men in Black. Will Smith is an actual Man in Black, and his job was disinformation by making the movie Men in Black. So now whenever you Google Men in Black, all you get is the movie. And everybody laughs at it.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that a great conspiracy?
Is there any other corroborating evidence, or is that just it?
I think it stopped. I mean, there was Men in Black 2.
They're like, that's enough. That's enough for the theory to hold water. I like that. I could see Will Smith as a real Man in Black. You know? Do you think the Men in Black actually exist?
Well, there are accounts of them existing, but I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah.
There might be a Men in Black, but I think their job would probably be more along the lines of detecting communists or silencing people that witnessed other stuff.
Like a branch of the CIA that deals with secret information that they don't want to get public.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be aliens. It'd be like you said, spy hunters and people that have secret information that they can't show.
Yeah. You read about a lot of the people that were targeted by Men in Black, and they're usually an Air Force general that probably saw something or heard
that
something.
They shouldn't have seen. Yeah.
Yeah, and he just took it to mean aliens.
Because why not? It's always aliens. What is the most common misconception people have about you when they meet you?
I'm not sure.
You don't know. You have no idea.
No, I'm not really sure what people would think.
My thing, I think most people think I'm very reserved and quiet when they meet me for the first time. My wife's told me this a lot. Like, when people meet me, they think I'm very reserved and quiet. And I am, for the most part, I guess, in day to day. But I'm also very outspoken about things that I have strong opinions on.
Yes.
And so I think it takes people back when that happens. Which it doesn't happen often, but it happens, frequently, I guess. Frequently enough. So I would say that, I think a lot of people think that. I think there's a lot of people out there like that, though. So I don't think it's super uncommon. But
yeah, I'm not really sure what people would think incorrectly.
About you.
About me. Do you have any thoughts? Like, maybe you know
that you
something.
Have. Yeah. They think that you don't have a podcast, but you do have a
podcast. That's probably a really good assumption.
No, I don't know. I feel like you seem you seem very polite. I mean, you are. But you seem reserved.
Yeah.
Polite. A polite.
Sort of true.
Normal person.
No, I don't know about that last part.
I think you seem pretty normal. The problem is I've known you for so long, you've always been normal to me.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
I think your normal dar might be a little broken.
But I'm not, distanced enough to see this from the outside. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I've known you for so long that I'm just like, oh, yeah, you're normal. But, maybe if I just met you, 6 months ago, I'd be like, that guy's a little weird.
And I'd be like, hey, you want to hear about the Will Smith alien cover-up conspiracy?
Well, you don't go around telling that to everybody.
Are you sure?
No. Do you?
No, not really.
No, see, not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. What? How many more?
I have something. I actually have something. I don't think people realize I have a weird sense of humor when they meet me.
That's
catch
a good
people
one.
Off guard with my
that's
sense
a good
of humor
one. A
lot.
That's a good one. Yes, yeah. I think that's a good one. Because, like I said, you seem reserved, you seem very polite,
yeah.
And you seem generally quiet. And I mean, you are those things. But yes, you do have a weird, I wouldn't call it awkward. It's like a weird, I don't know.
It's hard to explain.
Strange sense of humor.
Yeah.
That
weird,
doesn't really
things just crack me up.
Doesn't really fit with your outward initial personality. I mean, it does, but not the outward, first blush kind of thing. So that's a good one. All right. How many questions can we do before our trivia? I have like four more. Do you have any really good ones? I have a couple.
No.
You don't have any good ones?
I might have some if we need to.
I have one. I have one. I have one. I have two. Okay? We'll get into this one first. At what distance does it become weird to hold the door open for somebody?
Oh, I deal with this all the time, every day.
I do too. Like, all the time.
You know what's the worst? What when they're the too worst? Far away, but you're already committed.
Yep, you have to do it anyway.
Yeah, and they just think you're like, why is he doing this?
You know what else is the worst?
Yeah.
When you're holding it and they're not that far away, but then they walk really slow. So you have to hold it, but you have to wait for like 5 minutes for them to get there.
Yeah.
That's the worst too. But then on the other end, it's bad because if you're too far away and somebody's holding the door for you, you kind of feel like you have to hurry up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like run to the door, jog to the door. Be like, thank you, you know. I don't know. So what's the distance? Is there like a rule that you would
I usually eyeball it.
Yeah, but what's your distance? What's your
okay?
I guess you have to judge how fast they're walking,
and you also have to judge if they're expecting you to do it.
Hmm. Here's the thing, though: if you don't hold the door for someone that's clearly coming somewhere you're going, you're kind of a dick.
Yeah,
you're not a dick, but.
You ever like release it and then you immediately double back and you try to catch the door?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Here's the other problem. Okay. So where I work, we have like key cards to get into doors.
Yeah, same.
So, you know, I'll key in, and if someone's coming, it's nice for people to hold the door so they don't have to get their key out and key in too.
Exactly.
So it's like big, it becomes kind of a bigger deal to hold the door for people. And then sometimes when someone doesn't hold the door, when I'm walking up to the door and they just like let it slam, I'm like, oh, come on, you could have held the door and like let me in.
Yeah.
But it's not as big of a deal when there's not like a key in system. It's just like, oh, I'll just get the door. But then all of a sudden I'm kind of inconvenienced because I have to get my key out. So that kind of adds another wrinkle to it, you know?
Yeah.
To the situation.
You know, there's even another wrinkle to my situation because I actually program the doors where I work. So and there are people that don't have a key card.
Uh-huh.
So if I know someone doesn't have a key card and the door accidentally closes on them, then it's... Uh-huh.
It seems like you
even yeah. It seems like tough luck to you.
Like, and then you like look, and you look through a little window in the door, and you're like,
you have to wait for security to buzz you in. It's gonna take 5 hours.
Oh my god, that's the worst.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know when the distance is. It's up to your discretion, but it's just hard.
Yeah,
I don't know. All right, one more question, and we can get into trivia. What is something that you've mispronounced incorrectly or? That you've mispronounced for years and have recently discovered your error.
Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro. Say it again.
I'm not going to say it again.
Mine is really dumb and I feel really stupid for sharing this.
What is it?
But you know the word prerequisite?
Yeah.
I pronounced that up till I was like maybe 19 as I don't even want to say it.
Is it that bad?
I pronounced it perquestity.
What? I don't know why. That's not even close.
I know. Huh? I don't understand. I don't know what happened. I mean, looking at the word, it's obviously not perquestity. But
there's not a why.
But it was like perquestity, like the E makes the I sound.
Oh.
It still doesn't make sense.
No.
I think what happened was I glanced at the word when I was younger.
Yeah.
I read it wrong, and then I just pronounced it. And then I just locked that in forever, right? And then the word is long enough, so when I see it again, I don't really read the middle. I just read the beginning and the end. I'm like, there's a Q in there. It's perquestity or whatever. And then I just go.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? It's possible you heard it. I mean, it's so different from how it's supposed to be that it's possible you heard people say it the right way and just didn't realize that they were the same words.
That's a true story. I did not know.
Yeah.
like, I heard people say prerequisite. I was like, what's that? I've never heard that word before. And then it's like, oh, it's they're talking about prequestities. I feel so embarrassed.
I don't have anything that even comes close to that.
Thanks. I don't know if I should be flattered. No, it's fine. It's just, I don't know why. Like, there's some hole in my knowledge that just didn't pronounce that right and pronounced it wrong for a long time. And it's weird because, like, I think I learned the word through, like, computer stuff. Like, you need this as a prerequisite for this. You know what I mean? And I'd never heard the word, so I just read it. And I was like, prequestity. Prequestity. And then at some point later in my life, I heard someone say prerequisite. I didn't know what that was. And then I eventually sat down, read the word, and I was like, huh. That's how you say prerequisite. Huh.
I'm sure I had other words that were bad too. I just don't remember any. It's been a while.
I don't know how I lived that long not knowing how to pronounce prerequisite, but there you have it. Sometimes I'll still do it, I'll think of the word and I'll about to say it, and I'm about to say prequestity or prequestity or like a variation of a bad form, and I'll be like, "Oh crap, I almost said the wrong one." It still happens to me occasionally. So yeah, that's my dark linguistic secret that I can share with everyone on the Time Bat Show.
Thank you for sharing.
You're very welcome. Are you ready for trivia?
Trivia time.
This is very, like, I feel like you're very casual with your conversation today. Wow, this is a weird segment. All right, trivia. Your categories today are entertainment, wives' tales, and units. Your lifelines are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 50-50 Monty Hall, Phone a Friend, Omegle, and Rhyme Time. What would you like today?
I'll choose. I like how I have to take time to think. Every week it's 40-second Ask. I'll do Monty Hall and 50-50.
40-second Monty Hall and 50-50. Wow, you're doing like the double 50-50 kind
of mixing it up.
All right, sounds good. Your first category is entertainment. Are you ready for your entertainment question?
Yes.
Which famous singer appeared in the movie Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome? This is an easy one, so you better get this
right. Is it
A, Michael Jackson, B, Tina Turner, C, Madonna, or D, George Michael?
I don't know.
You really don't know?
I honestly don't know.
Damn it.
I didn't know there was a musician in that movie.
You're the worst. All right, that's fine. Which famous singer appeared in the movie Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome? Was it Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, Madonna, or George Michael?
50-50 it for me.
You're going to 50-50 this one?
Yes.
Okay. It's either Tina Turner or Madonna.
I was hoping that you would leave in Michael Jackson.
I'm sorry.
But Tina Turner or Madonna.
Yes. You really don't know this one,
though. I really don't know.
Can use another one of your life ones.
No, I can't. It's I'll do Madonna, final answer.
Madonna is incorrect.
Dang it. Who's Tina? I don't even know who Tina Turner is.
Yes, you do. You know who Tina Turner. Ike and Tina Turner, Rolling on the River. You know, Tina Turner.
I'm sorry.
Come on. If you know who Tina Turner is, viewers, listeners, please email us or tweet us at Time Bat Show, because everybody knows who Tina Turner is, except Batsnax, apparently. And Tina Turner was also in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome as the evil mayor of a barter town. So, there you go.
I did not know that.
Well, you do now. Watch Mad Max Thunderdome, and you'll see Tina Turner in, like, the best performance of her career, and I think the only one. So there you go. All right, are you ready for question number two?
Yes.
Question number two, category is wives' tales. Old wives' tales, specifically. Which smell is thought to be a warning sign of a stroke? Is it A, rotten eggs, B, bananas, C, burnt toast, or D, asparagus?
I'll go with burnt toast, final answer.
You're locking that in early. Yeah, burnt toast is correct.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You've heard that before. Apparently it's not real. It's an old wives' tale.
Dang.
But, yeah. There's no scientific backing, because I was looking into it, for burnt toast. Although, I feel like I have smelt burnt toast. Like phantom. They call it phantom toast syndrome.
This is not funny. Strokes are very serious, but that's kind of funny.
No, it's really called phantom toast syndrome.
I think I've heard that from a doctor. Or maybe I didn't.
Maybe you're just making it up. It sounds like something that I would hear on like a TV show or something.
Yeah.
Where they're like kind of just faking that they know doctory things. Like, it's phantom toast syndrome.
Like Dr. House?
Yeah. Like, oh, he's suffering from phantom toast syndrome, which means he's about to have a stroke. Right.
Yes.
Which phantom toast syndrome sounds like a great name for like a band or like something. Something needs to be called phantom toast. Isn't that a great name for something?
Yeah, it is.
Phantom toast. All right, ready for your final question. We're really blazing through these trivia questions today. This one's going to stump you, though. Your last category is units. How many furlongs are in 1 mile? Is it A, 12, B, 8, C, 5, or D, 20?
8, 5, 12, or 20?
Yeah, 8, 5, 12, or 20.
I'm going to Monty Hall this one and lock in 5.
You're locking in 5.
Yes.
So I'm going to eliminate 12 and 20. So it is either 8 or 5 furlongs in 1 mile.
I thought it was 12 or 20, to be honest.
Well, it's not.
8 or 5.
8 or 5 furlongs in 1 mile. You seem like you don't believe that.
5 furlongs kind of rhymes, I guess.
5 furlongs? Yes. Give me the rhyme. What would you rhyme it?
5 formal furlongs frolicked over the
formal
factory.
Mile.
Yeah.
Five,
I guess that's more alliteration.
We can rhyme it. We can rhyme it. 5 formal furlongs flicked founding for a mile. I don't know. Furlong and mile, I guess, kind of. It's like a slant rhyme.
I'm going to go with 8, final answer.
8? Wait, what? You just said yours 5.
No, I said it rhymed.
Oh, so that's not an indicator of being
probably
true.
Not.
Okay, so 8 is your final answer?
Yes.
8 is correct. Congratulations.
Nice.
You got the hardest one right and the easiest one wrong. I'm so proud of you today. Yes, 8 furlongs in a mile. It's an eighth of a mile. Apparently it's like an ancient unit or something. Do you know what that means?
I've heard of a furlong. I didn't know that it would divide into a mile evenly, though.
Me neither. It's kind of strange.
I expected a decimal.
Yeah, me too. But, I mean, maybe it is a decimal, but maybe they're just like, it's close enough. 8. 8 is close. 8 is close. It's close enough for jazz. All right. We have time left, so let's get into the rest of your shitty trivia questions that you have. Or, not your shitty trivia. Rest of your
Reddit questions.
Yeah. Let's do it. I'm ready. Okay.
How about, without saying a number, how old are you?
So, like, describe my age? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. How old are you without saying?
I am on my last year of
happiness.
I was thinking that word, but I didn't want to say it.
Yeah. No, 30. I'm not saying that it's 30, but it would be fine if it was.
What? If that was the last year?
Yeah, I mean, you'll still be happy. It'll be okay.
Will I, though?
Yes.
Will I, though?
Yes.
It's like the diorama all over again. It's the mountain and the clock, and it doesn't even have numbers on it. It just says, has a big 30 in the middle of it. It's just blaring down on me, and I'm slipping down the mountain. And they're like alligators and snakes, like in this in this swamp underneath
lions,
the mountain.
Tigers and bears
that are ready to like eat me as I fall down.
But you're gonna make it.
Am I?
Yes.
Am I gonna make it? The sun is just heating up as the time ticks on and on.
If I were to answer, I would say that my favorite game growing up was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, see, that's a good way to say how old you are without actually saying how old you are.
Yeah, because there isn't a kid in the world that says that Sonic is their favorite game after the 90s.
Like, right, exactly. Yeah. Like, if you were born after, like, 1994, then Sonic is not your favorite game. Like, pretty much guaranteed. But if you're born before that, then there's a good chance. There's, like, that really makes you have... That really narrows it down by, like, a few years where you could be born. You know what I mean? Like, between, like, 85 and, like, 93 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a good... That was much less depressing than my answer. I always go with these depressing answers. I feel like this theme of this show lately has been, like, you being like, yeah, I'm getting older, and I'm being like, I'm getting older and dying! Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it has been that. I liked your happiness comment, though. That was good. It's very depressing. I was about to say
I was joking.
I know. I was thinking. That was the first word that popped in my head. Yeah. I was like, happiness. And I was like, no, that's way too depressing for the podcast. I can't say that. And then you said it. And I was like, yep, that's it.
I think it's funny, though.
Is it? You take humor in my struggle as a human being?
No, it's funny. It's a little bit funny.
It's sad.
I told you that's like my weird sense of humor.
It's so like, sad. I'm gonna die soon.
And no, then you're not.
That'll be it. It'll be over. I'll just live barbecue to barbecue, and that'll be my life now.
I'll get you a Weber. It'll be fine.
I don't want a Weber. I don't want a Weber. Okay.
I have another one if you want.
All right, let's go.
What's more weird if you're standing up?
Huh? Oh, what? To do?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's... I don't know. What's the word? Eat, maybe. Eating?
Yeah. Playing video games?
Playing video games is weird. Have you ever watched someone eat standing up?
I've done it. You know, you're at a party and everybody, like, all the good friends are sitting at the table and you're, like, one of the last people to eat. And you have to, like, stand.
A party. I've never been to such a thing.
Or, like, even a family gathering. This happens.
I'm joking. I'm just thinking about our previous question where I was like, no, I'm never going to go to one of those ever again. Because I'm going to be going to barbecues instead.
It would happen at a barbecue, too, though. Like the picnic.
I don't care if it'll happen at a barbecue. I don't care when it'll happen. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at a party or a barbecue. You're at a party if you're in your 20s. You're at a barbecue if you're in your 30s. And everyone's at a table, and you have no place to sit, so you have to eat standing up.
Mm-hmm. And you're like trying to hold your beer and your fork and your plate all at the same time.
So here's where it's not awkward. Not as awkward. If you're eating, like, a hand food, like a burger or a hot dog or something like that, if you're eating, like, pasta or something, standing up, like, that's weird.
Potato salad, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you have to, like, cup the food in your hand, cradle it, while you eat it with a spoon?
The potato salad?
Or pasta or potato salad. Yeah, anything, really.
You can't cup that in your hand.
What, potato salad?
It'll make a big mess.
What, potato salad?
Yes.
Why not?
Well, because it'll get on your hand.
Oh, no, I meant, like, cup the plate or the bowl.
Okay, no, I thought you meant, like, grab a handful.
That's how I do it. When I see potato salad, I just go in there with my hand and I just grab it. See, I used to use a plate, but now I'm so old, I'm just like, I don't even care anymore.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to die soon anyway. Just grab the potato salad and eat it like an animal. And then be like, what is he doing? Why is he eating the potato salad like that? And they're like, oh, he's about to turn 30. He doesn't care anymore. Oh, this is a terrible episode.
It's a good episode.
Of this podcast. Can we have an episode on my birthday?
I mean, if you want to do that for your birthday.
I would like, ideally, to be in a dark room with my computer. And I'm just doing a podcast. And I'm just be talking very quietly.
I'll be there. I can be there for your birthday live.
You'll be... Okay, we'll do a live show.
I can leave you in your own dark room if that's what you need.
No, we'll both be in the dark
room. In the dark room.
You can be... Okay, I'll be in the dark room. And there'll be, like, a light. But it'll only, like, be near you. You'll only be lit. Okay. And we'll have the microphone in the middle of us. And I'll just be very solemn and like sad and slow talking. And you're really gonna have to run that episode. Like you're That's gonna okay. have to be the meat
and potatoes. I'll even do the intro on that episode and I'll mess it up and it'll be great.
Yeah. And you'll have to sing me happy birthday.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do like it in three languages.
The most monotone way you can possibly do it.
No, I'm going to be excited when I do it.
I don't want to happen that to happen.
But that's what's going to happen.
Well, that's my ideal birthday right there. Dark room, we're podcasting, and I'm just... Maybe I'll be crying, I don't know. We'll loop a song that is really sad, like just over and over in the background. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I gotta think of a song though. I'll think of something before that. Okay. Let's have a better question that I can't crash with my sad thoughts. You open a pub. What would you call it? Oh man, I could crash this one too. I just thought of that one.
What is
your pub called?
How about the Phantom Toast?
Oh, Phantom Toast, that's a great name for a pub.
Yeah.
See, now that we're like, now that we had Phantom Toast, that's fantastic.
That's a good pub name.
Also, anything with like a guy's name that ends with a Y, like Charlie's or like Yui's or something, it's always good pub names. Or something that's like a pun. I don't know. Phantom Toast is good.
Yeah, I like it.
Why don't they have more pubs here in the United States?
I mean, there's bars where I live, but not really pubs, I guess.
There's a lot of, like, fake pubs. Like, they're like, oh, we're a pub. And that's, like, their shtick. Like, we're a pub. And it's like they have a bunch of British food. And they have, like, a menu with, like, a British flag on it or whatever. And you're like, this is like a Chuck E. Cheese of pubs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't really have, like, pubs, though, I feel
like. Yeah, they don't, maybe they don't really sell, like, British beer. Like, I don't think there's anywhere around me that sells, like, Hen's Tooth or, like, Newcastle or... I mean, Newcastle, yeah, but...
Newcastle, yeah. I don't know, it's just weird, because pubs are very big across the pond.
Yeah.
As they say.
I have a relative that works at a British pub.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Wait, where?
She's, like... 16. It's a very distant cousin.
Oh, okay. In America or in Britain.
Britain.
Oh, wow. That's cool. But anyway, so we don't really, I just feel like we don't have, we have bars, but pubs are kind of different. Like the difference is that in bars they have like TVs and stuff. And you're not really supposed to talk to anybody. I mean, you are, the people you came with. And then pubs is just like they have like couches and stuff and stuff, you know, and like comfortable chairs and people just spend all day there. She's like, I don't know. That sounds more up my alley, I guess you could say. Like, I care less about the bar thing.
You've seen Shaun of the Dead, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's pretty much how I imagine pubs. I mean, this may not be the way pubs really are at all, but that's how I feel like a pub England. Is.
Yeah. No, I think so, too.
Yeah.
But it seems more like a living room with beer than an American bar, which is just like... More like, everyone's drunk and do shots and let's leave now, go to the next bar kind of deal. You know what I mean? I think I prefer the, I'm going to chill here for a long time in this, like, living room area and drink some beer. You know what I mean? Oh, that's just me, though. I don't know.
And there's a shotgun over the bar and there's, like,
all right, now you're just getting...
It works.
You're just getting this all from one movie. I like how your knowledge of this is all from
it's
one
film. It's just from Shaun of the Dead.
And you don't even know if this is true, and it could not even work this way, but it's how it exists in your head.
Yeah.
If that was a real place, I would go there all the time, though. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like whenever we go out, we seem to like the more pub kind of places.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we visited Minnesota... Remember when we went to Minnesota one day?
Yes.
One time?
Yes, I do.
And the only good bar there was the pub. And we spent like 4 hours there every day. I remember that.
Yes, we did.
But those are always the places that we seem to enjoy the most. Anyway, I guess
you know, we did like proper pub things there too. Like we talked about like, oh, does the waitress like me? Oh, we watched Nathan's like competitive hot dog eating and
made exactly a big deal. All things you would do at a pub. Those are the top two. If you had to list them, those are the two things people do at pubs. And then the three is reminisce.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, does this chick like me?
The answer is no, but...
Nathan's hot dogs and reminiscing about the good old days, as it were.
Yes.
Those are the three things you do at a pub. I don't actually know. I've never actually been to a real pub, so there you go. Do we have a final question before we want to wrap up the show today? I don't think I have anything left today.
Okay. What is oddly comforting to you? I have plenty of humorous answers.
What's oddly comforting?
Yeah.
I don't know, that I'm going to die one day.
That is terrible.
What is happening with me today? I don't understand.
You'll this be is like okay. the most depressing episode. What you got to do, okay, I'll tell you what you got to do.
What?
First, you open up your air traffic controller station. You got to watch those planes.
We're back to this.
Huh? And then, in a new tab, you open up internet shortwave radio. You can listen to the radio all over the world.
I wish shortwave radio was still as prominent as it is.
It's not, but there's still like number stations and weird stuff.
Can we move this podcast to a shortwave radio station?
We could, technically.
Could we just dual broadcast? Is that a thing we could do?
I think we would have to be in the same location for it to work.
Ah, damn, you're right. Okay, well...
We could record our episodes like we usually do and then broadcast them
on the radio. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I wish that I got into that. I think I'm too young for that, but
yeah.
That's like the one thing I was like, "Oh, if I had a hobby that I wish I'd developed as a kid or whatever, it would be that one." Yeah. But I think I'm too young for that. Like I think that time passed by the time I was a child, you know.
Yeah.
I
mean?
But
you get to choose a call sign, do all this cool stuff.
It would have been so cool, right?
Talk to weirdos over in Russia.
Maybe they'll come back. Maybe it'll come back around, and then I could be like the weird old guy that does that. Because there's always that, you know, there's always a guy like that
on
the radio. All the time. I don't know. I've just seen movies. You turn on the radio, like, hello, and there's like, hey, Sonny, how's it going? He lives in like the most remote place in the world, right?
Yeah.
In America, like... He lives in, like, Kansas, in, like, some county that has, like, three people in it.
Right? Yes.
He's like, I haven't talked to someone in 12 years or something.
I've just been broadcasting this signal, doing nothing else.
But then you stumble upon his transmission, and then you start talking to him for, like, weeks and weeks, and you get to know him really well. His name's, like, Jim Bob or something.
And he's weird. And he's got all kinds of conspiracy theories.
And he's been in, like, all the wars. He was in, like, Vietnam and Korea and stuff. And he used to own his own, like...
crop duster.
I was about to say that. God damn it. We're on the same page.
Yeah, he got out of the military.
How did you know I was going to say
crop duster? You know the man from Independence Day?
Yes, we're thinking
pretty much him. That's who's there.
Yes, exactly. I love how we're on like the exact same.
Yeah.
Yes, he used to own his own crop dusting thing until the government like pushed him out of business.
He got a DUI while driving the plane.
But he blames the government. He's like, damn, the government got me out of crop dusting. So now he just lives on like, I don't know, like Social Security or something with his like cows or something. I don't know. And he talks about aliens a lot.
And his shortwave radio, and that's a decent life.
And then, yeah, you just talk to him for, like, days and days and weeks and weeks. And then one day he, like, dies, and then you, like, get really sad. And and then you realize that, like, this man is what I want to be when I grow up. And then you become, like, a shortwave radio person. And then you die. And that's your life.
Sounds pretty fun, to be honest.
I wish that happened to me, but too late now. All right, we should end the show now.
On that note, we'd like to thank everybody for listening. Drive,
Thank you, Gio, for your question. Thank you, listeners, for sending in your questions that you didn't send in. So thanks for nothing. Remember to listen to us every week and be happy about your life, because it's a glorious thing. And any final thoughts you want to leave our audience before we sign off today? Did we ever find a catchphrase? I feel like we needed a catchphrase.
We need one, and we were going to talk about this, but I forgot.
But we didn't. We're the worst podcasters ever.
No, we're good, but...
We're the worst. What's the catchphrase? We just invent one right now.
Okay.
We have like 2 minutes until the show's over. It doesn't have to rhyme.
We've done a bunch.
Just do it. Just what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Dolphins are really pretty.
This is bad. Okay, we'll have a better one for you next week. We promise. Dolphins are really pretty. Everyone, good night. Drive safe. That's the show. Good night.
Good night.